Welcome. If you're listening to this, you're looking for a quick, simple way to enhance your sleep patterns. In this file, I'll teach you how to effortlessly fall into a deep, peaceful sleep, and how to get the most out of it. After you have listened, succumbing to slumber will be as easy as breathing. Now, this file should be listened to right before sleep, in your bed, resting comfortably. You may fall asleep during the file, which is completely acceptable and very welcome. So just listen to my voice. Close your eyes, start breathing deeply, slowly, and steadily, and allow me to bring you to a place of peace and serenity. You find yourself in a snow-covered forest of tall pine trees. In the far background, you can spot a picturesque view of mountain tops, the sun just beginning to set behind them. Even though there is a blanket of fluffy snow covering everything in sight, you feel warm and dry, the dark blue sky bathing you in a dull light. It's quiet and peaceful, almost as if you were in a fairy tale. It all seems so very comfortably familiar, feeling like you've been to this place before, very much like returning home after a long period of absence. You turn your head and notice a hill leading downwards into a thicker part of the forest, with bright, sparkling stars in the night sky. Something nudges you to move in that direction, and so you do just that. The snow-covered ground is easy to traverse, and the stars in the sky light your way. As you trek downwards, your eyes are drawn up, and you focus your attention on the stars. You can count 10, and only 10, but they're big and bright and mesmerizing. As you move, you can notice that one of the stars starts to slowly dull, and as it does, the entire sky dims ever so slightly. And as it does, so does your mind. The duller the star becomes, and the dimmer the sky turns, the emptier your thoughts feel, and the more loose your body becomes. And as the star winks out completely, some of your background thoughts do as well, making you feel more serene, more at peace. You continue walking down the hill as you watch another star begin to dull in brightness, as you watch the sky dim a bit further. And as this happens, your body, from head to toe, relaxes more and more, and your thoughts start to unravel bit by bit. There is nothing more now other than the starry night, my voice, and the tranquility filling your body and mind. And the star vanishes, leaving you with only 8, and leaving you more so blank of thought and mind. As you descend down, down into the thick, another star begins to fade into the background of the night sky. As it dulls and the sky dims, you can feel your conscious mind start to let go of everything but the moment at hand, the sound of my voice and the sight of the sky, the feel of the now. And as the star disappears completely and the sky darkens ever more slightly, you start to feel sleepier and sleepier. The thoughts in your head weighted down by a heavy blanket of snow. There are 7 left now, and each star that winks out brings you closer and closer to a deep, peaceful state of mind and a deep, relaxed state of body. You move lower still, effortlessly and automatically, without conscious thought. And as you do, you see another star begin its journey into the darkness, its light dulling slowly but steadily. And the duller it becomes, and the dimmer the sky, the more at ease you feel, and the more of your mind turns over for slumber. And so as you watch the star wink out of existence, darkening the sky further once more, you feel your thoughts wink out with it, leaving you with fewer and fewer distractions. 6 stars left now, and you feel as if every star that goes brings you twice as deep and makes you feel twice as relaxed. You barely even notice you're still walking down this hill, because as the next star darkens, thinking becomes all that much more difficult. You don't have to think. You may simply enjoy this empty, peaceful feeling, this serenity of emotions and thoughts. And so, when this star winks out, taking some more light from the sky with it, the blanket weighing down your mind becomes heavier and heavier, making it even more difficult to think of anything but my voice and this wonderful quietness of consciousness. And so now there are 5 left, and each vanishing star brings you deeper still, twice as deep as the last, twice as good, twice as relaxed. As your journey downwards continues, the sky dims even further as another star begins to dull. And as it does, so does everything else, because nothing else is important now, in this moment in time. Because you're feeling so very relaxed and so very good. Because the thoughts in your head are diminishing with the vanishing starlight. And the darker the sky and the fewer the stars, the better you feel. The sleepier you become, the more unfocused and the more relaxed. So watch as the star fades into the night sky. And notice how many fewer thoughts you now have, and how much easier it is to fall deeper and deeper. There are only 4 left now, and each brings you further down. Another star slowly loses its shine, the sky losing more of its light, and as this happens, you feel safe and secure with the knowledge that this will only get better and better, that you'll feel more and more relaxed and more peaceful. And the star disappears. the sky dims, your thoughts dull and smooth, the blanket of snow heavier and heavier, and so very warm, so very nice. Three stars left in the night sky now, only three. You're almost there at the very bottom. So very close now, as yet another star melts into the dark canvas of the sky, and as the canvas itself darkens, with this, your conscious mind melts into the background, leaving you with so very little now, leaving you with nothing but my voice and the pictures that I paint. So feel your body loosen even more now, your eyes growing heavy, just as heavy as the blanket of snow weighing down your mind. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep is all you care about now. It's just looping back and forth in the recesses of your mind, helping you in ways you may not yet realize. So watch as this star dissolves totally, and notice how your thoughts dissolve with it. There are two left now, only two. They will bring you all the way down. You watch, your eyes on another dimming star, on yet a darker sky. You watch and feel light and airy, but mind heavy and drowsy. The thoughts still left feeling sluggish and unimportant, because the more you let go, the fewer stars left, the sleepier you feel, the better you feel. All conscious thoughts seeping out like melting snow through a funnel. You don't need to think. Just enjoy the serenity of this moment, because it grows better the closer you are to a deep, peaceful slumber. The star blinks and vanishes, the sky growing darker still again. There is but one left now. This one holds the rest of your thoughts, the rest of your consciousness. It holds everything that you may safely discard. When the last one winks out, you wink out with it, body and mind. Your focus is unnecessary as the last star in the night sky begins to dull, its brightness losing that sparkle, and the sky itself growing darker and darker. And as this happens, your body relinquishes all tension, and your mind succumbs to the weight of the snowy blanket, leaving you with nothing but pure tranquility and an effortless desire for deep, deep slumber. A slumber which is fast approaching. A slumber which will be as easy as breathing. Because breathing is always easy and nice, always a relaxing experience. So breathe deeply and slowly now, and watch as the star fades out of view and the sky darkens ever more so. And as the sky darkens, you begin to see colors. Beautiful, serene colors in many hues and many shapes. Slowly the colors and shapes form a massive aurora borealis with waves and waves of roiling lights. It's hypnotizing against the dark night sky, and for just a moment, all you can do is stare in wonder. It only makes you sleepier, more at ease, more relaxed. You can feel your muscles let loose and your mind untangle itself. Your focus, or whatever of it is left now, is drawn back as your ears pick up on a soft, drawn-out scuffing sounds. They're not uniform, but there is a pattern to them you can't quite figure out. Whatever they are, your tired mind covets to find out the source, and so you glance around and find an out-of-place source of light gleaming through a nearby tree line. Without thinking about it, you move towards it, drawn to hear more, to see more. There is something waiting for you on the end of that light, on the end of that sound. You make the trek easily and effortlessly, the sounds growing ever so slightly louder the closer you get. You can hear diffused, soft, lengthy sounds of scraping. You still can't tell what they are, but you continue onwards as they grow louder and the light grows a bit brighter. You're at the tree line now, and all you have to do is step through the dense trees. And so you do so without hesitation, without thought, as if in trance. It's safe here. It feels almost like a second home. Like you belong here. Like this place was made for you, and only you. As you enter the light in the trees, you step out immediately on the other side, feeling the warmth of the light as your body is engulfed. Here, past the opening, the snow seems lighter, softer, as if straight out of a dream. A wonderful, perfect, tender dream. The sounds are more pronounced now, and you can tell they're coming from just behind the hill. And so, without hesitation, you journey forth, your feet a steady, slow beat, leaving tracks in the snow. It's so warm here, so nice, and so comfortable. You could just lie down on one of the snow dunes and fall totally and completely asleep. You could always do so when this place enters your mind. It's always so very easy to succumb to that deep slumber when you allow that heavy blanket of snow to lull your thoughts and your mind. You continue walking downwards, feeling sleepier and sleepier, going deeper and deeper. It's such a wonderful feeling. It's a feeling you'll never forget, and a feeling you'll always be able to summon with but a thought. You reach the bottom now and see a frozen lake. surrounded by snowy pine trees, with neat piles of snow scattered across the backdrop. It's beautiful and welcoming. It's here that you're meant to be. It's here that you'll find peace and rest. As you move closer to the edge of the frozen lake, you spot someone on the ice. They're moving in patterns, smoothly and easily. And the closer you get, the more detail you can see, until you're standing right at the edge of the ice. You stare, transfixed, as she gracefully skates through patterns and shapes, her pale blue sheer dress shifting with her nimble movements. Her ethereal beauty captivates you to no end, and you can't take your eyes off of her. As you watch, you can notice that the patterns she leaves in the ice glow with a soft, warm light. It's mesmerizing. It's perfection embodied. As you continue watching her hypnotic composition, you fall into a trance, and your eyes droop a little every time she makes a move, every time she turns, every time her skates make a sound. The longer you stare, the sleepier you feel, the more at ease. She hasn't yet glanced at you, but you know it in your heart that she knows you're there, watching, and that she wants you to, that she is here for you. Something changes in the way she moves, in the way her body shifts. Something changes, and she begins to skate in perfect, even figure eights, her hands down lower by her sides, moving in sync with her elegant dance. And as she moves in this figure eight, you drop ever so much deeper and feel ever so much sleepier, as if you could continue dropping further and further down, without end. Her dance on the ice flows like a smooth, even current, perfectly balanced and perfectly in tune with your thoughts. And you know, somewhere deep within you, where knowledge you should not possess rests, that every time she makes her figure eight, you drop, drop, drop deeper into your trance and deeper into slumber, feeling sleepier and sleepier, the call of the night engulfing you wholly and dispersing all your thoughts. As you watch, the figure skater changes her movements, beginning to skate in perfect circles around the lake, arms higher up her body, weaving through the air as if about to take flight. The glowing circles in the ice bring you out just a bit, dispelling some of that heaviness of the mind, nudging you ever so slightly out of trance, out of that deeply welcoming state of wanton slumber. You take notice of this, but accept it easily as you continue to gaze at the dancer. A bit more awake, you watch as she once more switches her rhythm and returns to sketching glowing figure eights in the ice, which drops you twice as deep as you've been so far, and makes you thrice as sleepy. Your eyes droop, and your mind empties. Every time she returns to this pattern, you drop, drop, deeper, and feel sleepier than ever before. Your admiring gaze catches the moment when she switches back to carving circles once more in the ice, arms high and free, and you're once more prodded out of that deep, deep state of trance and regain some of your senses. All you want to do is to go back so much deeper under. All you wish for is that heavy, blank sensation and that evanescent calm. As the dancer shifts and loops back to the figure eight, arms low and subdued, you immediately drop back down, twice as deep as you've ever been, and thrice as sleepy, ever more so dull of mind and dim of body. Every time you come back so deeply under, you fall deeper and deeper, and feel sleepier and sleepier, more and more relaxed. Looping back to the circle pattern now, arms up, you're tugged out of that deep trance, and the pattern changes once more, the eights returning, arms low, you drop even deeper, deeper than ever before, twice as deep, thrice as deep, four times as deep, and so much sleepier, and so much more welcoming to the inevitable slumber. Looping back once more to that circle pattern, arms up, your trance loosening and returning to the figure eight, arms down, dropping deeper and deeper, 10 times as deep, 10 times as good, 10 times as sleepy as ever before. Her arms rise and you rise with them, dropping lightly out of trance. Her arms lower and your mind drops with them, dropping deeper than you've ever been, drifting lower and lower, mind seemingly gone, body out of touch. And her arms rise and you drop out, waking ever so slightly, wanting nothing more than to sleep deeper, to drift lower. Her arms lower, and you drop with them, your mind heavier, your thoughts all but already having succumbed to deep slumber. And her arms rise once more, and you wake just a little, even if you really don't want to, even if it's so very difficult, even if you just want to go back under, where the elegance of total oblivion would welcome you with open, caring arms. And so the dancer drops her arms one more time, and you simply drop all the way, your mind fluttering away, like crystallized snowflakes on the wind, deeper and lower than you've ever been, sleepier and calmer than you've ever felt, devoid of all tension, devoid of all thought. Listlessly, you watch with your drooping eyes as the dancer finishes her performance gracefully and stops in the center of the frozen lake. Her face turns towards you, and her eyes find your own. Gaze is locked. She gives you a small, carefree smile. It makes you feel safe and secure, and you wish to join her on the ice. She seems to read your mind as she gently pushes off the ice and skates closer to you. Movement simple yet refined. She reaches you swiftly and stops right in front of you. You wish for nothing but to join her, and she accommodates you by taking your hand and tenderly pulling you out onto the ice. After a moment, you take notice that you're smoothly gliding across the frozen lake. You look down, and there on your feet, you find a pair of ice skates. They're light and comfortable, and you could barely even feel them. With your hand in hers, you know that you won't fall. She keeps you safe. She keeps you assuredly secure. Her bare skin is warm, and her hold just tight enough, filling you with calm, peace, and confidence. As if by magic, you know what you have to do. She's your guide, and with her there, navigating the ice is as easy as breathing. Second nature, as if you've been ice skating your entire life. The dancer guides you across the frozen lake, and the couple of you create jewel, glowing patterns on the ice. The rhythm changes from pattern to pattern, but as you skate, you become sleepier and sleepier. Thoughts of simply letting go and falling into deep slumber, blanketing your mind. The longer you skate with the dancer, the more at peace you feel, the fewer thoughts you have. The sound of the skates gliding across the ice pulls you deeper down and soothes your conscious mind. You skate and skate, composing intricate designs and creating sublime shapes in the ice. And with each second, your eyelids grow heavier, your body all the more loose and relaxed. With each second that passes, the desire to let go totally and completely and to just sleep increases. Your patterns turn into an exquisite dance, and you follow the dancer's lead as she takes you from form to form. And as you dance, you can feel your subconscious mind pulling you down as it pulls itself down into a bottomless slumber. There, on the ice, the two of you create works of art, and the more you create, the further down your subconscious mind pulls you. You're on the brink now, your body tired, your mind exhausted. so very ready for sleep, barely hanging in there, all but ready to drop all the way down into tomorrow. The dancer seems to read your mind once more, and so she guides you softly off the ice and into a nearby patch of warm, fluffy snow. So soft and so nice, like a cloud created solely for comfort and slumber. You settle down right there, the both of you, right underneath an ample, charming pine tree. She holds your hand still as you both watch the frozen lake. Your eyes are so very heavy. Your thoughts are so very sleepy. Your underlying subconscious mind is allowing this to happen easily because it knows you need this. All you want to do now is sleep, and sleep is so effortless, so rewarding. You're all but gone, but you manage to watch as the frozen lake dims, as the glowing lines of the patterns darken and lose their light, and the dimmer it grows, the more easily your mind empties of everything but how very tired you feel and how easily sleep comes. Slowly, you watch it fade and fall into complete and total darkness, taking everything with it, your thoughts, your mind, your energy. You fall with it into a deep, peaceful sleep, from which you're awake much later, refreshed and energized. But for now, just remember to sleep. Just notice how you're already practically asleep. All you have to do is let go. And you're letting go right now. You're allowing this to happen because you know you need this, and you know sleep is unavoidable. So sleep now. Just slumber away in the night. Slumber and dream. Slumber and rest. Slumber, and remember that sleep is as effortless as breathing.